Grace does. Good morning. So good to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs, and I am excited to hear each and every one of you come on the call this morning, and we're going to use our measure of faith this Monday morning. Amen. We are so thankful that God has given us this day, because this is definitely the day he has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you because you are the Holy One. You are the awesome God. You are our everlasting Father. You are our Prince of Peace. And with this, Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, Father, for giving us another opportunity to use the measure of faith you have given us to say hallelujah to your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Lord God, that this is a new month, a new season, a new time of the year, Lord, in October, the month that you have ordained this call. So we will celebrate this month, Lord God. We will give your name the praise and the glory and the honor. We thank you for our two women of God that said yes, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Father, for this call going forth in your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for all that are on this call this morning, and we give your name the praise and the glory for all that we hear today. Lord God, we know that you have anointed. You're one who's going to go forth with the word this morning, and our ears are open to hear what the Spirit has for us this day. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless artist's life in its entirety. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you this day and the days to come. We say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been an honor and a pleasure to serve you this morning, and I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here, Prayer General. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Minister Ada. God bless you. Love you so much. Take it away.
Love you as well. You are just absolutely beautiful, always ready to serve. Appreciate your all that you do for the TMC and the body of Christ and artists, and we're just excited of what God is doing in your life. Well, good morning and welcome to the Master's Call. If this is your first time dialing into the Master's Call, I'd like to take this opportunity on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and say welcome to TMC, the Telecommunications Sanctuary. This is Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, greeting you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I'd like to also take this time to tell you a little bit about our call and prepare to introduce our mouthpiece with the message this morning. So as you heard our Prayer General Minister Brenda say, that the Master's Call was founded back on October 25th of 2010. So we are getting ready to celebrate 7 amazing, awesome years of the Master's Call. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. This call was founded by two amazing women of God. They are Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. She is the newlywed, and we call her our super fantastic lady, and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, and we lovingly call her our Mother Eagle. Based on scripture found in a division of the 88 Psalms, the verse 13, "But I cry to you for help, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And so just as you heard Minister Brenda pray, open us up in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and every Friday we take your live prayer requests and praise reports. We do understand that life happens, and sometimes you just want someone to stand in agreement with you. And you can do so by sharing your prayer request with us by sending us an email at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either our Prayer General, Minister Brenda, or Pastor Vanessa will respond to your email. Now, we also have a website where all of our messages have been archived, where you can read the entire bios of our amazing speakers and more information about our call. And that website address is www.themasterscall.net. And what I like to do at this time is, Artist International. If you're not familiar with Artist International, now under the heading of Artist Life, it is the best health and wellness company on this side of heaven, founded by the Diaz de Leon family. And so if you're not familiar with Artist International or like to know more about our amazing products, we would like for you to get back to the person that invited you to this call. And we also like to for you to know that there is a morning motivational call that is led by a group of amazing Artist Life leaders that immediately follows this call. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the access code is 294-617-POUND. Now, what I like to do at this time, I'm going to come back at the end and give you a couple of more announcements as we end the call, but it is my delight and privilege and pleasure to prepare the way for our amazing speaker this morning. She is absolutely no stranger to TMC. In fact, she is one of our co-founders. She is none other than Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, one thing I will tell you, she practically has a half a book of a bio. She's done so many things. But just let me highlight a couple of things about Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. She is a native of Monticello, Mississippi. She has served in various capacities, including chaplain, army chaplain, pastor, and teacher. She has served all over the world, including in places like Japan, Hawaii, and Alaska. The loves of her life include two adult children and five amazing grandchildren. What I can tell you about her is she always has a great word. She's done a series on choices. She's just an amazing woman. And as I mentioned, she is a newlywed. Recently married Mr. Patton, and we're so delighted for what God is doing in her life. We continue to see the miraculous, the amazing, and just the super fantastic things that are coming forth from this amazing woman of God. So again, it is my pleasure, my privilege, and honor to introduce to some and to present to others none other then with her beautiful, with them dimples, that beautiful smile, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, are you there?
Can you hear me, my dear?
I can hear you, Dr. P.K. Take it away. God bless you.
Good morning, as our own dear sister minister Candy would say. Good morning, TMC family. I am so excited about this day. So thankful to God. Thankful, thankful. Thank you, Jesus. As I look out this window and see and feel and know that fall is in the air and that this season is changing. You all, as I awakened this morning, I was just really pushed by God as he gave me this message. And I was so anxious about sharing what he has given to me, to you, that I'm getting right into it. You see, this is the first day of the month of October, even though it's the second day of October, for us doing what we are going to do is we celebrate. Those who absolutely love to party and look for wonderful treasurers, those who really are excited about surprises and nuggets from God, I want you to know that you are in the right place at the right time. I want you to get your pads and pens out and be ready throughout this month to receive what God has for you. God has promised to complete some things in your life, to finish, to put periods at the end of some sentences, to complete the puzzles that have had you searching and seeking. God said, enough is enough. It is finished. As we celebrate 7 years of being together in TMC, some doors in your life will close and windows of overflow will open. It all begins today. God says, start looking today and expecting today. Go out to embrace it, making it your own by writing and sharing your testimony about it with others. Whatever that it is for you, know that God is right there with you in the midst of it, and he has given you the power and authority to choose. The choice is yours to move forward and run, I say run, into your healthy, wealthy place. Or you can choose to remain stagnant, doing the same old thing over and over and over again and not getting the look that you really want in life. Oh, my God. When he gave me that thing this morning, glory to God, it has been churning down in my heart ever since. It has been difficult for me to get off that and really get into our subject this morning, which I'm continuing on. But God said, it's the same thing. You must choose to doubt and fear and stay stagnant, or you can choose to trust God. My subject for this morning, I choose to trust God. I want to really thank God this morning for our greeter. We love my dear friend and Mississippi Queen, Sister Brenda Terrell, and Minister Ada. I love you, and I thank God for you. And God says, your best is yet to come. Oh, God. Now, see, I don't work in the prophetic like my dear sister and cohort here, Pastor Vanessa. But when the prophetic comes up on me, I promise you that whatever this tongue release, it happens, and normally it happens pretty quickly. And so I say unto you this morning, listen carefully to what God is saying today, because what he is saying today is going to truly shape your future. Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. I love you and Mother Josie down there in Texas, in that Texas town, and I send my kisses your way. Turn with me in your word this morning to John, the 20th chapter. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost moving down to my sanctified toes. I want you to read with me, beginning with the 19th verse. Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus just entered, stood among them, and said, peace to you. We need some peace in this earth. God knows we do. Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the master with their own eyes, are exuberant. I'm reading from the Message Bible, as you know. Jesus repeated his greeting, peace, y'all, peace. Let's choose peace today. That's going to be another message. Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you. Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them. And he said, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive somebody's sins, they're gone for good, those sins are. But if you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them by holding on to them? Thomas, sometimes called the twin one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him, "We saw the Master." Now, you all, Thomas was not mentioned that many times in the Bible, but I'm here to tell you that down through history, Thomas has been mentioned more than most of the disciples, next to Peter, I think it would be, as the doubting Thomas. Why? Because this is what Thomas said. "Unless I see the nail holes in his hand and put my finger in the nail holes and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe." Glory to God. 8 days, do you hear that number, 8? We're moving out of 7 into 8 days later. His disciples were again in the room. This time, Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors and stood among them again and said, "Peace." I'm here to tell you, I believe that Jesus wants us to have peace. There's nothing like coming to a home where there is peace. There's nothing like going on a job where there is peace. There is nothing like working on in your own business and experiencing peace. Lord, have mercy. Oh, we need to choose. That should have been just the sermon for the day, but I got to keep on going because I'm talking about trust. Thomas said, hallelujah, glory to God. He focuses attention on Thomas. "Take your finger and examine my hand. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be an unbeliever. I want you to believe." Thomas said, Master, my God." When you believe in something and trust in something, you throw up your hands like I'm doing right now, glory to God, and said, Master, my God, I thank you." Because you connect with it, you understand it for real. You can see it, and you know that God is really telling you what he wants you to have. The subject this morning is, I choose to trust God. Not trust in the system. Not trust in president or the Senate or the White House or any of those there. Not to trust in man, but to trust in God. Somebody ought to say amen, amen. So often we look to the wrong person for our trust. Well, Emily Freeman coined one of the greatest quotes. It's a favorite of Pastor V's and mine. I thought she coined it because she used it so much. But I found out that Emily Freeman coined it, and we just took it and made it our own. I think that I was taking it from her. But the quote says, when you can't see God's hand, trust his heart. When you can't see God's hand moving in your life, you've got to trust his heart. We don't hear many people using the phrase these days, "I really trust you." However, I come today to tell you that good relationships are built on trust, and the foundation of those relationships are built on your trust in God. Now, what does that mean, Dr. PK? It means, trust means that I believe in you. I have confidence, faith, certainty, assurance. I can count on you. I believe that you are honest, sincere, and will not deliberately do anything to harm me. I trust you. The reason that it is difficult to trust is because we live in a flawed world where much pain is harbored in heart. Unforgiveness is not practiced, and therefore restoration seldom occurs. Oh, I like that. You all, God was working with me this morning. I know when he's working and when my mind and my education is working, there's a difference. So please allow me to say it like Elder Sam Quinn said it to me years ago in our little old Quinn's Temple Church of God in Christ. He said, daughter, life is unpredictable. Life is tough. Life is difficult. Life is stormy. Yes, it is. But the bottom line, you need to understand this. Either you are coming out of a difficult season of life, or you are in the middle of a difficult season of life, or you are about to go back into one. So when you are in between and betwixt these seasons, you are going to have a time of peace. Enjoy those short times so that when you go back into the difficult times, you will have the strength. You will be restored. You will be refreshed. You will be rejuvenated. God will give you those times. Most people miss out on those times because they're so difficult looking back on what they have just come out of until they can't enjoy truly what they are in the midst of. Come on here, God, talk to us this morning. You see, he also said to me, the truth is we live in a sin-stained world. And in this sin-stained world, when life gets tough, and I've lived long enough, over 60 right now, I've lived long enough to know that life will get tough. How we respond can either build our faith and draw us closer to Christ, or it can weaken our intimacy with him as we slide into the wrong direction. We battle health issues, death, and grieving. The storms of divorce, financial challenges, children's challenges, and the list can go on and on. Some ask the question, how can I worship a God I can't trust to carry me through or no, not allow these things to come into my life? I, on the other hand, say, how can you not trust the God who will carry you through? Because he says in Psalms 23 that yea, though we go through the valley of the shadow of death, not build our tent down in the valley, but we must know that we are going to go through some things here on this earth in this life. And so I ask you this morning this question. You all, will you trust God even when life doesn't feel good to you, knowing that God loves you so much that he is teaching you something? How we respond to pain and challenge determines so much about our future. If we choose to trust in God, we grow in faith, deepen our intimacy with God, and be conformed to the image of Christ. Conformed. We want to be conformed to the image of Christ. But if we allow our hearts to drift, we'll wake up one day drowning in doubt, burden under burdens, and feeling so far from the only one who can help us, heal us, and keep us. The way we respond to challenges determines the stories we'll tell one day, write one day, and testify to others. Your decision to trust God in life's storm will definitely, definitely help you as you move through this life. I'm closing now, and I'll say again, your decision to trust God in life's storm may be one of the best outgoing choices you will ever make. To God be the glory, for I choose to trust God. Back to you, my dear Minister Ada. I sure do love you.
And I certainly love you. Amen. Dr. PK, what an awesome word, an encouraging word. And I will be calling you back to give us our closing benediction. But at this time, will you join me in a word of prayer? I choose to trust God. Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for the woman of God this morning. We thank you for Dr. PK. We thank you for her message. And Lord, thank you for all that you're doing in her life and her and Mr. Patton. We ask that you continue to bless them. Continue to pour back virtue into Dr. PK. We call her healed and whole. We thank you for the miraculous things that you continue to do through Dr. PK. Bless her body from the crown of her head right on down to her sanctified toenail, Lord. We thank you. We also want to lift up Minister Kai, Lord. We ask that you continue to be with her and bless her, heal her, watch over her. Minister Jackie, as she's continuing to recuperate, and anyone else that may be going through some different challenges, I thank you, Lord, for the outpouring of love and support as I am walking through this challenge, completely trusting you, Father. We also want to lift up, continue to lift up our family that is overcoming, I like to say, from the storms and hurricanes, and even recently there, we want to lift up the folks in Las Vegas. There's been an incident in which people lost their lives. So, Father God, we continue to look to you to be our healer, our comforter, our peace in the midst of all of these different things that are going on. Lord, we thank you and praise you for Artist Life. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and the gift that they've given us and the amazing products and how they are certainly changing lives all around this world. And we thank you for our Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon and all that she does. Continue to strengthen her and keep her, Lord, in your care as she cares for Mother Josie. We thank you for the entire TMC family, Lord God. We appreciate that we have prayer warriors on the front lines praying and interceding all the time, Lord. Just thank you, Lord. We just praise you for anyone that may be in a season of bereavement, oh God. We ask that you just continue to give them the comfort and peace that only you can. And Lord, we just thank you and bless your holy name because you are a great God. You're a giving God. You're a loving God. You're an awesome God. And we just thank you and bless you. We ask all these things in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm definitely going to listen to the playback. And if you want to hear the playback for this call, you can dial 712-432-1085 with the same access code that you dialed in today, 957-677-POUND. That's the playback, 712-432-1085 with an access code of 957-677-POUND. Now, we have Inspirational Monday, so you get a double portion of word this morning. Please head over after the benediction to the morning motivational call, 712-770-4005 with an access code of 294-617-POUND. Many of you have heard that I have been enduring some health challenges. I just simply believe God. But I do want you to encourage my Artist Life family, if you are able to send me an encouragement card, continue your prayers, and if you're able to bless me with some product, I would greatly appreciate it. So I'm going to give you my address as well as my my email, Ada Grace, and my address is 1593 East 96th Street. That's Brooklyn, New York, 11236. One more time, 1593 East 96th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11236. And my email, I want to give that because I do recognize and understand that you may not be able to bless me with product, but I would certainly enjoy encouragement. Okay, and my email address is jaffertome@gmail.com. That's J as in joy or Jesus, A, F as in fruit, R-A, the number 2, M-E at gmail.com. Thank you again, my Artist Life family, for standing with me during this season in my life. Me and Doug can't thank you enough. At this time, I'd like to thank our prayer general for greeting us and opening us up in prayer. We want you also to know that as we head over to the morning motivational call, our own Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon will be ministering, so you don't want to miss that. Dr. PK, what can I say? I love you dearly. You're an awesome woman of God. Will you come on back and give us our closing benediction?
Well, I just want you to know that we love and appreciate you and know without a shadow of a doubt that God has not gone to sleep on this thing that is plaguing you right now. But I know for a fact, too, that the Bible asks the question, whose report are you going to believe? We believe in God's report. You are healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and that Jesus took every disease to the cross. With that being said, you all look forward to me preaching on the trusting Thomas next time. We talked a little bit about the doubting Thomas and have talked a lot about that in the past. But I want us to look at how God used that doubt, turned it around into trust, okay? Choose to trust God today, you all. Choose to trust God. Now, God, we pray that your precious Holy Ghost will rest, rule, and abide with us as we go out to live a super fantastic life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you guys. I look forward to hearing you again tomorrow on this call. Bye-bye.